Why are you here? What brought you here? What's the motivation? And I mean, there's a full gamut of answers that could be there. I remember one of my favorites was when I was a little boy, way back when the dinosaurs roamed, that I would ask my mother, well, why are we going to Mass? And my mother had the typical mother answer, because I said so. Now get your shoes on, let's go. And I'm sure there's a few of you who have heard that same phrase. And it might be because of the invitation of a spouse or of a friend. It might be because you're here because of also a bit of the social dimension of gathering together on a regular basis, on a weekly basis. And hopefully it's an invitation to a more deeper meaning, a matter of being able to be here to pray for one another in the communion of saints here living and those that have gone before us that filled these pews. It's a matter of why we're gathered here, a matter of learning, a matter of sharing, a matter of concern, a matter of praying. It parallels nicely with that of family gatherings. You know, we get a place and a time that we're supposed to gather. And then we all come in, we're waving hands at each other and saying hello. And then we start also with a matter of talking with one another and welcoming. And then sometimes a matter of, well, I'm sorry I didn't get back with you. And then we tell stories. And usually something about an uncle or somebody who took the wrong turn in the directions or something. And then we share a meal. Something that should be something memorable with the company that we're with. And the food should be something good, obviously, but also to nourish us for our life and to continue on. That's a bit of a parallel of what we're here to. Where is a date and a time to be here, and we gather, and we're led by our leader, in this case it would be Father, that calls the gathering together. We'll have song to lift our spirits, to pray twice, I believe, or somebody's made that comment before. It's praying twice as we sing. It's a matter of calling to mind the times that we've been less than true brothers and sisters with each other. And yes, whether you like it or not, I am your brother. Whether I like it or not, you're my brother and sister. It's because Jesus, if we say our Father, in which we will in a bit, then it makes us brothers and sisters, each and every one of us. It's a matter of calling to mind the times that we've been less than true brothers and sisters with each other. That we ask our God for some mercy and forgiveness. There's four images of God in the liturgy. One is with the celebrant, persona Christi, person of Christ. The group of people, wherever two or more are gathered. And the sacred scripture, the word of God. And the most awesome, the source and summit, our Eucharist. That's what it's all about for us. So why are you here? Now we're in Mark's Gospel, or the Gospel according to Mark, but we're also right now hearing about the Bread of Life discourse from the Gospel according to John. And all this, eat my flesh, drink my blood. And Jesus is starting to get serious with how he's saying this, less of a matter of just food and drink as much as it is a matter of eternal life, in which we're all called to be with the saints, in communion with them. It's something to think about. Why are you here? Do you believe in the Eucharist? The real presence of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And I hope your answer is yes. Because that's what we're called here to. Why? Very simple. Jesus said it, He did it, and He commanded it. Enough said. It's kind of Doug theology, I guess, but it is. It's a matter of He said it, He did it, and He commanded it. Now, a bit of a deeper theological concept here, anamnesis is the word of calling to make present a past event. And the persona Christi here in just a little bit is our source and summit that we will enter in a transcendent, mystical way to the upper room, ourselves. When our celebrant, when our priest says the words of, he's using first person in the narrative. It's not, this was my body, this was my blood. No. He's saying, because it's present now, this is my body. This is my blood. That's what we're here for. We have the greatest gift on earth, Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. A matter for each and every one of us to share in that, to be communion with brothers and sisters. We ask for forgiveness in the Lord's Prayer. As much as we're willing to forgive, how are we doing on that? How are we doing in sharing and inviting people back? And what example are we when we go out there? I'm still working on this part of the theological, philosophical part. But I am going to, for the first time, again, receive Eucharist. And so are you. The first time, again, that we receive. Now, part that I'm trying to figure out, and I'm a little sketchy on this, am I not receiving tonight the Eucharist with my younger self at First Communion? Am I receiving communion for the first time, again, with my mom and dad? And our loved ones that have gone before us. We're all at that banquet table. It's a transcendent moment. We're not repeating. It's the one time. Because it's the Last Supper. It is Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. It is beyond time. Something for us to think about. To try, like in the first reading, seeking wisdom at the banquet. And let us not be fools. Let us become aware more of when we come up, the sacred moment that we are receiving. It's just not something just being passed out and handed off. It's the most sacred moment that we can have. Let us consider that for tonight. The transcendent moment about to occur for the first time again. Let us share it with the world out there that so desperately needs it.